Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I want to once again thank our first guest this hour, of course, author Rudy Mizuki, for being on with us to talk to us not only about his literary journey. Now we're switching over to music. We're going to be speaking to Jackie D'Souza here, talking to her not only about her own journey with music, her love of music, but also the tour that she's on right now. It's called Heroes and Angels. We're going to fill you in a little bit on that and also let you guys hear music from her new project. But Jackie, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hi there, and thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being here again.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all ours. You know, Jackie, you know, one of the things that comes across in your voice is not only, you know, the power that is in it, but also I think the passion that you have for singing. What has it been like for you to be able to share that with all of us?
You know what? I started singing at a very young age. My grandmother had me in church at very small, around five or so, I started singing in the choir. So at a very early age, I had a passion for music, for singing, and she actually supported me and helped me develop that. And I would say that church especially gave me my roots and my foundation, and it evolved and it developed. And I love to be able to sing and share my voice and my gifts with others and to inspire people to do more. You know, wherever I may go, and I think the main thing for me is the lyrical content of my music. It definitely has evolved and grown, so I'm very passionate about the lyrical content of the music that I put out there. It has to be motivational, it has to be uplifting, it has to lead people to the Lord and to make a powerful statement, a positive, powerful statement. So
right.
It's been a great journey for me.
You know, what I think is so great about your journey is that, Jackie, it's more than just music. I mean, when I think about the campaign you have, Heroes and Angels, you know, it really is about us not only hearing music, but also seeing where we can make a difference. Why is that so important for you to kind of, you know, to inspire people to action, to do something?
Well, for me personally, I feel very fulfilled, and I get so much joy from giving and doing things for others, not really expecting anything in return, of course, and that's the beauty of it. You don't want anything back, and I believe when you give something wholeheartedly and sincerely, you don't necessarily need recognition or you don't want anything in return, and I love, sometimes to a fault even people have told me, but I do love giving and doing for others, and there are so many people around the world that need things or in need of various things, and I believe that sometimes we all, of course, collectively we can make a difference. We know that. But
right.
Sometimes we fail to recognize that as an individual, there are things that we can all do to make a difference in the lives of others. And that's why I wrote the song Heroes and Angels, because I want us to know that, you know, there's something you can do. Even if you consider it to be small, it can make a difference in someone's life, and you may not even realize it. So
right.
Whatever the charity may be, whatever the organization, I really want to, you know, inspire others to give back and to do things for others.
You know, I think that's the thing we talk about. In fact, we were talking about it this afternoon, Jackie, about the power of one, how really God has given all of us something. Maybe we can't sing. I know I can't. That's not my gift. But well, there's something that we can do
yes.
to be able to change the world, to impact the world. And I think it's really up to us to make sure that we're doing that. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jackie D'Souza is with us, talking with us not only about her musical journey, but the journey of, you know, of really her faith that has been leading her to be able to make a difference in the lives of individuals that she meets and inspiring them to do the same thing. So let's talk about the recognition for a moment, Jackie, because it has to be a great feeling for you to do something that you love, to have the passion you have for it, and to see people respond to it. Take us into what that feels like for you personally.
I'm really thankful But, I mean, I pretty much, you know what, when I set out to do my project, I really, you know what, I said, Lord, this is something I've always wanted to do. So no matter what happens, you know, I was going to be happy with it because I said, you know what, I'm going to sit down and write a collection of songs and see how it goes and just go from there. But the response has been really great. Over the last month or so, it's been really positive in the feedback from radio and people like yourself in supporting me. So it feels good to know that something you love to do, and if you're, whether, no matter whatever it is, you know, if people respond well to it, you know, it kind of reaffirms you sometimes. And you know what, I made the right decision about what I wanted to do as a career goal. Because, you know, sometimes as an artist, you can be out there and you can, you know, it can be tough. It's a tough business.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm happy. And I believe that I'm on the path, more importantly, that the Lord wants me to be on. And I want to be doing things that are pleasing in His sight. And I believe that I'm doing that.
Did you automatically know, Jackie, that by doing you had been given to do, did you automatically know that you would be an inspiration to people?
I did not. I wouldn't say I necessarily knew. I just knew that I had a passion for it. And I spent so much time singing and writing. I was very passionate about it. And I believe that, you know, God put it in me for a reason, and I believe that the reason it was to inspire others, you know, so it evolved. But, you know, sometimes we have our fears and our reservations, but now I feel more comfort and affirmation, rather, in knowing now that, you know, I was, you know, probably on point, on the right path, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that is the great feeling of all. So, you know, I think anybody who has a gift or who has a commission or feel as though they've been called, you know, Jackie, there's something that they turn to stay motivated, to stay, you know, in that right place where it is less about them and more so about, you know, what they've been given to do. What is it that keeps you inspired? What would you say keeps you motivated, even when things may not be going exactly the way you would like? What is it that keeps you focused?
Well, I would say, honestly, what keeps me focused is knowing that, it's kind of like what you just said, what I'm doing is more about what I'm called to do. It's about more than myself or me being recognized. It's about me helping others and inspiring others. People are going through so many things in their lives and things we could probably never fathom. And I believe that I'm put here for a reason, and I believe, you know, my gifts, I'm supposed to share those, and I want to share them in a positive way. And what keeps me going is knowing that, you know, knowing that the Lord has a purpose for me, and I believe that I'm in His will, and I seek Him on all my decisions, and I believe the main thing is He's my source, and the Lord keeps me going, really. You know, sometimes in this business and in life, we, you know, we have troubles, we don't have the support that we may want or the friendships or whatever it is, and for me, He is my sole provider and my sole strength and my source for everything that I need, and He has kept me going, and the fact that I'm in His will is, you know, again, the reason that I'm able to do that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the single that we're going to be hearing here. I think it's called Give Back. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Well, again, Heroes and Angels and Give Back. Basically, I love, and I love being involved in charity work. Basically, whether it is with children or, you know, with the homeless or whatnot. And, I feel very fulfilled when I with various charities. So I wanted to inspire other people to do that. So I came up with the song, and I wrote it, and I recorded it, and did the video for it. And I really wanted the people to see images of people that are in need or people helping others. And, it was more so about the campaign, Heroes and Angels and Give Back, rather than myself. And that's why the video is the way that it is and the song is the way that it is. It's way bigger than me and way bigger than, again, anything that I could ever do. It's about the world, and it's about, you know, finding a charity or a cause that's bigger than yourself and devoting your energy, your time, your love to it in any way that you feel like, you know, you're going to give back and not necessarily expect any recognition for it, just to give back and pay it forward.
Well, it's a great message. Message, Jackie, and I think so much for people to want to learn from. Stay with us. Here is Give Back by Jackie D'Souza. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Thank you.
There you have Jackie D'Souza with a Give Back, a great message that ties right in with Heroes and Angels campaign, what she's doing to really make a difference. You know, Jackie, in that song, and that's why I really like it, there's a great line that you have in there about all of us created for a purpose. All of us can do something. I think so many times we feel as though, and even the world tells us sometimes, that you know, you have to leave that to other people, that you can't do anything. What do you hope our listeners are able to learn about, you know, really what God has given them and what they can accomplish in their lives, regardless of what people might tell them?
I hope they learn that charity and giving and being generous is really important. I think it's something we're called to do and we're supposed to do. Sometimes we can be a little selfish and we can put ourselves in our own, but there are so many people that are going through, and I hope they just take away that love and charity, it should be at the forefront of all of our hearts and our minds, and just to give and to do. And do, you know when you can be generous or when you can give or when it's not going to, you know, break the bank. Sometimes people, you know, you have instances where you could be passing someone and they need change or whatnot. Little things like that. You may say, oh, they need to get a job or whatever, but I look at the big picture and I believe that we can all do things, no matter how small it is. I want the takeaway to be to give and to put others before yourself in your own issues.
Right.
Or somebody else's in need. So that's what I hope.
You know, that is a great message, I think, for all of us. And that really sometimes, I think, takes us getting out of our own way and not allowing, you know, our self-imposed limitations to stop us from doing,
exactly,
you know, what we can do in our lives. Again, everyone, Jackie D'Souza. Jackie, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and how they can support the new music.
Yes, they can go to my website, www.jackiedesouzaonline.com. There's a link. You can go to iTunes and get the single. Learn more about me. So there you have it.
All right. And Jackie, what advice would you give? I know actually we just gave some there, you know, about,
yes,
you know, being able to pursue passion. But what advice would you give to anybody out there who has a dream or want to do something? What advice would you give them about the importance of believing in themselves, have faith, and not letting go of that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, believe in yourself. Like you just said, believe, never give up. And do not listen to the naysayers at all. You have to believe in what God has given you and the gift and the talent. But first you have to believe it. And
right,
then I would say cultivate, nurture your gift and your talent. Surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are positive. You can't always share your goals and dreams with everyone because, again, there are naysayers that will kill it instantly. So be mindful of that. But don't give up. And if you believe in it, pursue it to the fullest and do your best to be skillful at whatever your craft or your goal or your gift is. I mean, just build it, you know, work it, strengthen it, just to be your best. When you do it or whatever it is, make sure you're giving God your best, not the leftovers, but your absolute, you know, unmitigated best every time.
There you go. Great advice. Great advice, Jackie. Thank you so much for sharing that. Again, everyone, Jackie D'Souza, everyone. Make
sure you
guys do visit her. Oh, no problem. Glad to do it. And congratulations on all the great work you're doing. And on the tour, and look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Now, for anyone who came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jackie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, Jackie is on Twitter as well. We actually tagged her on their Twitter handle. You can find it on her website, though, of course. But you can go to our page at twitter.com/CyrusWeb to be able to listen to the replay of the show and also to stay in contact with Jackie. And she is on Facebook as well. All that information, again, is on her website, and you can also find it on our page as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. Make it a great one.